Lesson 18, Developing and Teaching Self-Mastery. The purpose of this lesson is to help us develop greater self-mastery and to teach us how to develop this strength in our children. Introduction. A story is told about how Arabian horses are selected and trained. Because these horses are used in important service, they must have unquestioning obedience to their masters. Early in their training, they are taught to respond instantly to the master's command. Then they are given a test to see how they behave under pressure. For a long period of time, they are kept in an enclosure away from water that is available just outside the gate. After a period of time, the gate is opened and the horses run for the water. Just before they reach the water, however, the master blows a whistle and gives a command. Because of their thirst, some of the horses pay no attention, but others immediately turn and go to the master. These obedient horses have learned discipline and are accepted for the most important jobs. The others are used in less important work. Adapted from Sterling W. Sill, Leadership, Volume 1, page 62. Our appetites and passions are like these spirited, powerful horses. If they are allowed to run wild, unharnessed, and unbroken, we may lose control of ourselves and be led into spiritual problems. Knowing this, the Lord has given us help. Just as the horses were prompted by signals from their master, so are we prompted by signals from our master, Jesus Christ, to come to Him. The Lord has given us our agency. Thus, we are free to make choices. These choices determine our future. As we choose righteousness, we prove ourselves worthy to serve in the kingdom of God. But to choose rightly, we, like the horses, need training and discipline. This discipline trains us to control our appetites and passions. It teaches us to follow the promptings of our master, even when we are tempted. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. Self-mastery is necessary for eternal progression. Self-mastery is the power within us to control our desires, actions, and habits. Such power is necessary if we are to return to live with our Heavenly Father. It requires continual effort on our part, but as we develop self-mastery, we become better prepared to make the right decisions at the right time. Self-mastery is especially important for us as priesthood bearers. We cannot effectively counsel and serve others until we have learned to master ourselves. Once we have developed self-mastery, we can help our children and others practice discipline. When we were baptized, we began a new life devoted to following the Savior on the path to eternal life. But to follow Him, we must overcome worldliness, weakness, and imperfection. The Savior taught, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. He also taught, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat, because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Entering into the narrow gate requires self-restraint and self-denial. It means overcoming temptations. But the Lord promises to reward us for denying ourselves. He promises that knowing the truth and living in harmony with it will make us free from the effects of sin and the consequences of making wrong choices. Self-mastery makes us free. Heavenly Father has given us commandments because He loves us and wants to protect us from sorrow. He wants to help us gain self-mastery so He can bless us. How does obeying gospel principles bless us and make us free? Refer to the following principles and discuss how obedience through self-mastery brings us freedom. The Law of Tithing. When we obey the law of tithing, we can learn to overcome selfish desires. The Word of Wisdom. By living this law, we can be free of the harmful effects of tobacco, liquor, and drugs. The Law of Chastity. We learn to control our physical and mental desires to keep them within the boundaries the Lord has set. This helps us to be free of sorrow and regret. When we gain self-mastery, we can form positive habits, such as arising early, studying the Scriptures each day, and fulfilling our assignments promptly. Such habits can free us from confusion. How can we gain self-mastery? Alma chapter 37, verses 32 through 37. What does this scripture teach us about gaining self-mastery? We should feel disgust for sin and iniquity. Repent, have faith in Christ, be humble, make the effort to withstand every temptation, never become weary of good works, learn wisdom, keep the commandments of God, pray, and counsel with the Lord in all our doings. Gaining self-mastery is a lifelong process. It requires a knowledge of ourselves and of the gospel principles we should be living. It means setting goals to live those principles and relying on the Lord for strength and support as we attempt to reach those goals. Write on the chalkboard or display a poster listing the following. 1. Know yourself. 2. Set righteous goals. 3. Rely on the Lord through prayer and scriptural study. Know yourself. As we gain experience and learn more about the gospel, we come to recognize our strengths and weaknesses. With this recognition should come a desire to overcome bad habits and feelings and to strengthen good ones. Such a desire will motivate us to improve ourselves. President David O. McKay said that some of the evils we find in ourselves are jealousy, hatred, envy, and animosity. Of them, he says, all such evils you must overcome by suppression. That is where your control comes in. Suppress that anger, suppress that jealousy, that envy. They are all injurious to the spirit. Gospel Ideals, page 356. Suppressing these feelings is not easy. It takes time to change. But as we make the effort, we will develop the patience and courage to overcome the evils we find in ourselves. Set righteous goals. A good way to develop self-control is to set goals and do all we can to achieve them. If we have a goal firmly set in our minds, have self-confidence, and work to accomplish our goals, we will achieve the self-mastery we are seeking. This process requires endurance, but the Lord has told us that we must endure to the end in righteous living to achieve the goal of exaltation or eternal life. Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. What goal are you presently working toward? Rely on the Lord through prayer and scriptural study. It takes faith in Jesus Christ to overcome our temptations and achieve our eternal goals. Regular prayer and scripture reading promote this faith and help us gain the strength to overcome our problems. In addition, the lives of the Lord's servants detailed in the scriptures set examples for us to follow. They help us realize that if others have gained self-mastery, we can also gain self-mastery. Invite class members to tell how they have overcome problems through reading the scriptures and through prayer. Helping children develop self-mastery. Show Visual 18-A, Wise Parents Teach Their Children Self-Mastery. Our home should be places where our children can learn self-mastery. This requires us to set proper examples for our children to follow. If we fail to control our appetites and passions, we cannot expect our children to control theirs. It is necessary that we follow an orderly process when teaching our children self-mastery. If we fail to teach them properly, or if we control them too tightly, they will not learn how to govern themselves. Using the following four principles can help us discipline our children properly. Write on the chalkboard or display a poster listing the following. 1. Establish rules. 2. Teach children to apply the principles of the gospel. 3. Give children responsibility. 4. Discipline with love. Establish rules. President David O. McKay taught that a child should learn obedience at an early age. If parents do not teach their children obedience early, they may have difficulty doing so later on. He stressed that we should let the child be free to develop, but if the child goes beyond the established rules, we should be gentle yet firm in our restraint. See Stepping Stones to an Abundant Life, page 38. Page 165 contains the visual 18-A. Teach children to apply the principles of the gospel. President N. Eldon Tanner has said, "Parents also should teach their children early in life the glorious concept and fact that they are spirit children of God and that choosing to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ is the only way to enjoy success and happiness here and eternal life hereafter. They must be taught that Satan is real and that he will use all agencies at his disposal to tempt them to do wrong, to try to lead them astray, make them his captives, and keep them from the supreme happiness and exaltation they could otherwise enjoy. President Tanner has also said, "Children do not learn by themselves how to distinguish right from wrong. Parents have to determine the child's readiness to assume responsibility and his capacity to make sound decisions, to evaluate alternatives, and to experience the results of doing so. While we are teaching them, we have the responsibility to discipline them and to see that they do what is right. If a child is covered with dirt, we do not wait until he grows up to decide whether or not he will bathe. We do not let him wait to decide whether or not he will take his first medicine when sick, or go to school or to church. Seek ye first the kingdom of God," page 87. Give children responsibility. Elder L. Tom Perry has said, "We must be certain that our teaching is adequate and that we have instilled a faith and trust in the Lord in our children's lives. We must be certain that they have been trained properly, and as they start to mature spiritually, we need to give them opportunities to express the strength that is growing within them. We need to give them our faith and trust, and then give them responsibility." Conference Report, São Paulo Area Conference, 1975, page 12. There are many ways to teach children self-mastery. One way was explained by Elder F. Encio Busha. "We try to guide our children toward self-respect, and mostly leave it up to them to judge themselves. We have experienced the fact that one is not as good a teacher when one discovers and points out mistakes as when one helps a child to discover for himself that he is doing wrong. When a child can comprehend his mistakes himself, the first step to change has already been taken. I remember once how we asked our son, after a transgression, to set his own punishment. He decided that he should not be allowed to watch television for 1 month. That seemed to us to be considerably too severe. But how happy we were to hear from his grandmother that while visiting her, he had insisted she was wrong to encourage him to watch a certain television program, even though his parents would never know. I don't think there can be a greater joy for parents than to see a child handle himself well in a difficult situation. FNCO Busha, Provoke Not Your Children, Ensign, March 1976, page 42. What does Elder Bushy do to help his children develop self-mastery? He helps them gain self-respect by discovering their own mistakes. He encourages them to discipline themselves. Discipline with love. We need to make our homes places of happiness where our children feel safe, secure, and loved. If they do not find happiness in living the gospel at home, they will look for happiness outside of the gospel. It is important, therefore, that we give a child more love after we discipline him for being disobedient. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, verses 43 and 44. Why should we show an increase of love to a child after disciplining him? So that he does not think we are his enemy. He will not want to be with us if he thinks we are his enemy. Discuss the following examples with the class. Emphasize that the solutions require self-mastery. You may want to use personal examples from class members instead of these examples. 1. Sven and Inger had 3 teenage children who argue and quarrel constantly. How could they help their children develop self-mastery and stop quarreling? 2. John and Elsie want to have family prayer in their home each day, but work schedules, school schedules, and other duties interfere. Family members feel that it is impossible to get together for family prayer. What can John and Elsie do to help the family develop the self-mastery to have family prayers? 3. The Unger family was asked by their bishop to contribute money to help build a new temple. They declined because their income never seems to be enough to pay all their bills. However, they always seem to have enough money for recreation, new clothing, and non-essential items as they desire them. How can this family develop the self-mastery to make a contribution for the temple? How will an individual who has mastered himself act toward others in his family? Conclusion. We, like the Arabian horses of Elder Sill's story, must develop self-mastery. By doing so, we can prepare ourselves and our families to meet the challenges of our world. Page 168. We must develop the ability to make proper choices and to control our desires and emotions if we are to be successful in life and return to our Father in heaven. Bear your testimony that as family members consciously develop self-mastery, they can overcome most of the problems in their lives. Sing the hymn, Choose the Right, hymns number 239. First verse, choose the right when a choice is placed before you. In the right, the Holy Spirit guides, and its light is forever shining o'er you when in the right your heart confides. Verse 2, choose the right. Let no spirit of digression overcome you in the evil hour. There's the right and the wrong to every question. Be safe through inspiration's power. Verse 3, choose the right. There is peace in righteous doing. Choose the right. There's safety for the soul. Choose the right in all labors you're pursuing. Let God and heaven be your goal. Chorus. Choose the right, choose the right. Let wisdom mark the way before. In its light, choose the right, and God will bless you evermore. Challenge. 1. Select a problem in your life or in your home. Follow the steps outlined in the lesson to gain self-mastery over the problem. 2. Read the scriptures for appropriate models to follow in developing self-discipline and patience. 3. Have daily family prayer. Additional scriptures. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. Rule your own spirit. Alma chapter 38. Alma's counsel to Shiblon to observe meekness and self-control. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Strive for masteries. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Study Gospel Principles Manual, Chapter 4, Freedom to Choose. 2. Prepare the charts mentioned in the lesson or plan to write the information on the chalkboard. 3. Prepare to sing at the conclusion of the lesson, Choose the Right, hymns number 239, visual 18-B. 4. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 18, Developing and Teaching Self-Mastery.